Ja.
Ja. Ja. We zijn hier bij Ken en we staan op Benton, the cliffs, 120,000 birds. You know them all, I think.
Yes, I mean there's 8 species nesting here. They are quite easy to tell apart once you know, but sort of 8 species, and it's an internationally important seabird colony as well, largest in England.
A lot of people come for, especially for the puffin.
Indeed, puffin is the bird that everybody wants to see. Yeah. It's the target.
And is here?
Puffins are here, but it is a small puffin colony, so it is a challenge to sometimes see them. Added to that, puffin nests underground. The other birds nest on the open cliff, so they are harder to see, but it's worth the price. Cause it's
people who come here, can they always talk to you and ask you questions
There'll
about all the birds?
People on duty, the volunteers and staff on duty, between 9 and 5 daily.
You're a volunteer.
I'm a volunteer.
Yeah, you know all about birds. That's very unique.
It's not unique. Bit basic.
Yeah, okay.
Britain has lots of amateur bird watchers. Okay. It's noted for it.
Last question. People who come here, they see a lot of birds. Is it always through the year?
These birds only come here to nest. So the process of them returning can start as early as February, but usually typically March and April. And then when they finish nesting, which can be late June, July, they start to go out to sea. So they're only here for a relatively short period. I mean, puffins no later than the end of July. Don't leave it any later than July. Gannets, you can leave until September or October. Kittiwakes even. Different species have different strategies. To see the spectacle, it's best May, June, July is arguably the best months.
Yeah. Okay. And everyone who comes krijgt een verrekijker to see.
It's recommended if you've got binoculars, bring binoculars. We do have people with scopes and you can eye the binoculars in the centre. But you can enjoy it without binoculars. But if you want to see puffins, you need binoculars or you need somebody to point them out to you.
Okay, thank you.
Pleasure.
Nou, we hebben al van Ken gehoord dat je dus een verrekijker moet meenemen als je het een en ander wilt zien. Echte vogelliefhebbers hier, maar ook al hou je niet zo van vogels. Dit is gewoon een plek om ze even te zien en te horen eigenlijk. Al die vogels die hier broeden, van maart tot juni, juli, augustus zelfs. Alle informatie kunt u vinden op rspb.org.uk. En altijd op de site van Visit Britain en de site van Visit Hull & East Yorkshire.com.